Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? Okay, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. This time, we're here in Holland at the Holland Toy and Something Expo.
Comic and Toy Expo.
Comic and Toy Expo. Thank you, Pete. Off to my left, we have one of the two best co-hosts a host can have, Pete McCarthy, backing me up. How you doing, Pete?
Not great. I don't like this layout of you and I and Travis in a line. I feel like we're supposed to be entertaining a crowd as opposed to entertaining each other, because we really only do this for each other. We don't do it for anybody else.
It is a little strange.
Like I got a crick in my neck already.
It is a little strange. I get that. Plus you're not. I never really thought about this, but this is a perfect example where all of us having headphones would be a good deal, because I can hear you just fine.
Right.
But you guys aren't going to be able to hear me.
Right. Yep. But I'm reading your lips.
Yeah, he's kind of...
Because you're so far away.
Feels weird. But so. It is what it is. Maybe we'll turn some things around. But before we do that, I need to have the man of the hour, the special... He feels like a guest because it's been a while, but not a guest. The other one of the two best co-hosts a host could have, we have Travis Bowles back. And he is alive and able to speak. How are you, Trav?
I'm great. It's wonderful to be here with you, too.
It is so good to have you back.
It feels like something's just complete. The circle is complete.
It's been strange.
You know, I will say, I thought you guys put on a wonderful episode without me.
I don't think it was a bad episode. It just didn't feel right. Yeah. You know, that's just how I felt.
I kind of felt like Rick Allen from Def Leppard, like when he lost his arm. Like, we still got the job done, but it wasn't the same, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, Travis is kind of in the same boat. He did lose his appendix.
He did
lose something.
He did. So there are you are now the minority of this podcast crew still having your appendix, Steven.
Yeah, so. I'm still whole.
Right. I would get that removed as quickly as possible.
I don't know why they just don't take him out when you're a baby. Circumcise him, rip his appendix out, and get him home.
Yeah.
Because
the pain was not worth keeping that thing, I will tell you right now. Pete was a little bit smarter than me. He went in, although he was a delayed go in as well.
Yep.
But he was a little bit smarter than me. He went in, got it taken care of before it blew up. Waiting like I did was just pure dumb. Like, that is dumb.
So the big difference, though, Trav, you got to remember is I was on shift, and my boss told me I was technically under command, and I was told that I was going to the ER. I didn't have a choice. So, but I did argue. I still drove myself. You know what I mean? I could have been at 75 on the highway and something let loose. Yeah. So, we both made terrible decisions. I jokingly, and we've talked about it on the podcast before, got my scar decorated with a tattoo that said, you know, Pete, sorry I tried to kill you, love your appendix. Mine was negligent homicide. Yours was straight up cold-blooded murder. Like, yours straight up tried to put you 6 feet under, man.
My son asked me the other day, he goes, so no belly button, Dad. And because that was part of this, I no longer have a belly button. And I go, yeah. I go, I don't really care. And he goes, yeah, but it's going to be kind of weird at the beach. I said, yeah, I'll just tell people I was cloned or something like that.
Hey, I know you almost died and everything, but this is important. I think Chris is coming to me because I got to sign a print.
What?
No way.
I think so. Look at this.
Holy cow. Chris Middlecamp, great friend of the show.
Which one did they buy? Oh, the Slave Leia in Jabba.
Leia.
It's for a little girl, too.
Nice. For a little girl. Awesome. So, Steven, do not write something inappropriate on there.
I would have totally gone with black as opposed to silver on that one.
I don't think black would have shown up as well. Do you, Chris?
Dead wrong.
She's going to be fine.
So, Steve has sold a print.
Thank you, Chris.
Awesome.
Is that your first print?
Second.
Nice.
I sold a bell.
Sweet.
I'm good with the little girls.
You are good with little girls.
Yep.
Speaking of bell and what's new, how was the play? You went and saw Beauty and the Beast with and your daughter Claire was in it.
No, Katie.
Katie was in it.
She wasn't. She was in it. She was the she's in choir, and the choir did a lot of the backup singing.
Oh, so she was in the chorus then.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Very cool.
And I'm not going to go on and on about this, but I'll tell you what. It's amazing what some 7th and 8th graders can put on. Ridiculous. But
that was 7th and 8th grade?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I just assumed it was the high school again like it was when we were saying.
No, Katie's only in 7th grade.
Well, right, but the high school production of Wizard of Oz, Claire's only like in 3rd grade and she was in that. So
I know.
If so facto, you know. So.
But, so, Trav, how long has it been since the surgery about?
3 weeks, I think.
It'll be 3 weeks this Tuesday, right?
Yeah, three weeks on Tuesday.
And what percentage of back to normal would you estimate that you're at?
I think I'm probably about 75. Like, I strength and, like, I get tired really easy, move really slow. Like, Pete was commenting that I look like I'm moving like an old man pretty much.
I'm glad to see you moving like an old man. I think you need to right now.
Yeah. So that's about it. Like, I can't pick anything up. I still 3 weeks before I go back to work, which sucks balls. That like is going to kill my vacation time, and I will not be able to probably take a single vacation this summer, which sucks. But it's kind of the way it goes.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, how long do you think? Now this is Trav. He's back today with us. He's probably not going. He's not going to be back all day with us. This is probably it. After we wrap this little intro up. So what do you guess? You think you're going to be able to make a show in next week? Or do you think in 2 weeks? What's your guess before you're back with the podcast?
I think you guys will probably do one more without me. Without me. Without me. Without me. Without me.
Okay, Travis, keep saying without me. It's a glitch. I got to figure it out.
And it's going to really come down to you guys' schedule. But I don't know if I could really sit through an hour, 2 hour podcast, and not because you guys aren't interesting. Obviously, I love sitting around and talking with you guys, but like I just fall asleep.
Yeah,
pretty much. People come to my house and I just fall asleep on them.
You're still on pain meds.
I actually am not.
Really?
Yeah, I stopped. I shouldn't say that. Like I did take one last night before I went to bed because I didn't know how comfortable I was going to be here at the hotel. But I really am not taking meds anymore, except for when it's bedtime and I want to try and sleep through the night.
So when you're tired during the day, it's because your body's healing and you're just tired from that.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I have like a few wounds that I got before the injury, and like my wife said to me, like one of them was in Alabama. I gashed open my toes and. My wife last night, she goes, how are those not healed yet? And I said, I think my body is. Like,
It's concentrating on the important stuff, which was your internal bleeding that you had going on.
Trying to get
that
those,
was septicemic blood infection all over the place.
Trying to get those muscles to heal back together. And so
muscles being a loose term. Loosely. So,
but I will say the fun part about this, not the aspect of like I can't enjoy this show. I can't go to. My goal is Motor City in Detroit. You know, that's the first show that I think hopefully I'll be close to 100%. And that's two to three weeks away. But the good thing that's come out of this is, like, I feel like I've lost 20 pounds.
You look like you've lost some weight,
and,
for sure.
I hope this will be a kickstart to maybe being a little bit more healthy, maybe drink a little less pop. We'll see what happens. But it's good to be back with you two.
It's great to have you back, and it makes me kind of bummed that you're talking. You know, might be still a couple of weeks before we can get back to normal.
Well, and the whole selfish side of things for this for me was, like, you sit around and you're like, there's nothing you can do. Like, it's my job to take care of people, like, when they're sick and injured, and then you're like I wanted to be there, like, with and the doctor's like looking at the clipboard going, well, no, that's elevated. You need to give him this medicine. You know, and it's such a strange thing because I feel that way when friends and family, that kind of stuff. It's like I want to be in that room in my scrubs like I used to in the ER, you know, as part of the treatment plan. And it's like, well, maybe I can bring him a donut or something. You know, it's so. But you scared the hell out of us. Knock it off. Don't do it again. So,
yeah, that is the plan. Hopefully this will be the last time. So tulip time. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Talk about what?
Peter,
the Comic Con that we're here at.
Yeah, we're at a
Comic
Con. Pete, you got a table?
I do. I did. Obviously because of your situation, I went ahead and just kind of stole your table from you and loaded up my stuff. My daughter Chloe and her friend Emma are running the booth, and it's so funny because all the conversations that we've had over the years. You know, Steve and I and Joe Crazy Bill and even probably Zach and Chris Middlecamp understand pricing as far as what you've got and know where they can wheel and deal, know where they can negotiate. And Chloe, being the perfectionist that she is, well, Dad, what about this? Well, what about this? And she said, well, Dad, what if I sell something for too cheap? Well, then shame on me for not being there. You know what I mean? I said, it's super easy. She's got a notepad. She's got notes and pricing and what we'll take for it. And I'm like, they got price tags on them. Just get them out of here.
Yeah.
I said, at the end of the day, the more you sell, the less you have to load at the end of the day. Right. So be a motivated salesperson.
Sell this stuff.
Exactly. So,
yeah, but I could see at that age it being kind of overwhelming.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not like Pete's the kind of dad that if you do something stupid at a public place, he'll berate you in front of everybody and make you look like an idiot. You know? So she doesn't have that to worry about.
Right.
Steven, how do you feel about where you're at?
I don't think I'm in the right spot, but this whole room is kind of hidden.
There's a lot of people in here right now, though.
Right now there is. It's gotten a little better.
Did you notice they flipped? Did you notice they moved the banner?
I said something to Matt.
Oh, okay.
That was part of the things he did.
Yep. So they're actively trying to make sure that we are known, but it is a trying layout for, and I could see some vendors going, well, that's why I didn't make any sales, when in actuality they might have just not had good shit to sell. Matt, unfortunately, great guy, is going to end up bearing the brunt of that if things don't go well for these vendors. But it's crowded in here right now. That's got to be a good sign. I mean, he did the promotion. This hotel is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like I said, I think it's gonna be another great day.
Personally, I would like to get some an art booth someday where I don't have a wall of stuff next to me or a big sign that hides me. That'd be nice. But that's been my luck.
I would start by getting good. You know what I mean?
That would prevent people from putting their stuff in front
of me. No, it would put you in an area where, you know, like where Scott Roseman's at, where he's totally unimpeded.
Well, the thing was is I asked for this area. I wanted to be close to you guys, and I wanted to be close to the podcast.
Right.
But, so, you know, it's nothing. It's you know, it's just, it is what it is. I'm not complaining. It just, that's the way it is.
Just the way it is.
So.
Does seem like there's a lot of people here.
It does.
know, the design of the building, it's hard to really, you won't see like a mass of people because it is quite spread out. Just to give listeners an idea, you know, we're in a hotel and they have two separate ballrooms. And we are in the smaller of the two ballrooms with some really great vendors, I would say, too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, if people do miss this room, it sucks for them.
I mean, you know, Spencer's setup right here, Chronocade, is, I mean, it's right. Pretty killer.
Well, and Brett Meyer and Brett Reedy and Buy More Books. They're Ben Talmadge and Joe Reed over there with some great, you know, Transformers stuff. There's a ton of cool stuff in this room.
Yeah. Obviously, Kyle and Jason right across from us.
So. Oh, yeah, I probably should mention them. Well, Jason will never be pissed because he doesn't ever listen. So.
And they're almost done setting up. Yeah. So, wow. Those guys are something else. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm looking forward to having a fun day anyways. This is a good, you know, second year con, and I think it's going to be, I think this thing's going to continue and hopefully grow. And
oh, there's no indication this thing's going anywhere. This is going to end up being a staple. 10 years from now, this is going to be something Holland's known for. Matt really has done a great job.
How great is this area for podcasting?
This is incredible, dude. I mean, I love this setup, man.
This is awesome.
This is really, really cool. So,
yeah, we are on like an elevated stage.
If we had a sign,
yeah,
we weren't such cheap bastards.
If we had a tablecloth, yeah. That I lost.
Oh, Travis doesn't know that.
Oh, tell Travis about this.
We're in the office at the Cloud 9 Studios, and I'm handing Steve stuff to get started for the podcast, and I said, "Hey, is this the tablecloth?" And he goes, yeah. He goes, the one I lost. I said, it must be. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know where it came from. I don't. And all of a sudden, it's just there. I think Steven brought it in that morning and hid it in there, and he's playing games.
How many times have you accused Steven of losing this thing?
To his face, yes, but behind your back, Trav, I've accused you of stealing it too.
Which I told.
So
I know you originally. You asked me multiple times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it might be packed up in the trailer.
Right.
I said, but, you know, the trailer gets unpacked. I think we would know, you know. Right.
I kept waiting to roll up to the farmer's market where Heidi's selling jewelry with my tablecloth, you know.
So, Steven,
yeah.
How did you sneak it back in there?
You did, didn't you?
I did not sneak it back in anywhere. You had it all this time in your perfectly organized little office.
That is an untrue statement if I've ever heard one.
That you've had it the whole time, or that's an unorganized office?
Well, it's an unorganized office, but oh, crazy. Yeah.
That's how it goes around here. I get blamed for everything. So.
Well, if you hear this and you didn't make it to Holland this year, you got to make it next year. Put it on the calendar. It's a show you're not going to want to miss. So,
yeah.
Kudos to Matt Rodriguez for all that he's done. I did have to talk to him about an issue earlier. I grabbed him aside and I said, "Hey, man, I don't want to make this awkward, but I said one of your staff members, she's a beautiful redhead. She's got one of your blue shirts on. Every time I walk by, she's winking at me. So if you could have a talk with her, you know, so." But
is she, yeah, I think her last name starts with an R.
I think so.
It's quite possible. So. Rodriguez, it's very Latin, but. Or would that be, what's the proper term for that? Hispanic?
No, Hispanic would have to do with Spain. It would be Latino because it's Puerto Rico's Latin America, right?
I don't know this thing.
I don't know either.
I don't know these things.
Anyways, I was joking with Matt because it's his wife.
That's what we're trying to get to.
Yeah, it's his wife. So.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, welcome back again, Travis. It's about time, man.
Yep. Cool. Glad to have you back. Can't wait till you're back full time. But you're probably getting sick of this about now, huh?
And as soon as you're feeling up to traveling, I told Justin we'd go down to his toy room and bought podcasts while he's off. And now it sounds like, do we got to stop by Brink's house too and podcast? I mean... The nice thing is, listeners, if you're a fan, you can rest assured you're okay for at least a little while because we've got our three. We had Travis and then Justin and now Brink. So that's our threes. You know, they'll come in threes. So you should be safe at least for a little while. So,
all right. That's it for now, huh?
Yep.
All right, good. We'll be back with more later.
We are here at the Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair. And we actually have a special guest in the booth with us, Jeremy DeWitt. How are you today, sir?
I am absolutely A-OK.
Awesome. I actually met Jeremy at MesquiteCon.
Yep.
Came out to my show and sold an absolute shit ton of prints because they were awesome. So that tells you he's an artist. Not only is he an artist in the sense of being able to put a pen to paper and create magical things, he also creates art for your ears. He's a guitarist for the epic local band Yard Sale Underwear.
So, the semi-okay band Yard Sale Underwear who plays other people's music. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm artsy fartsy. What can I say?
You know, and it's so funny because I'd never seen the band, and everybody's always said, you got to check these guys out. They are so much fun. And I started working part-time at Pub 111, and you guys played up there, so I stopped up to check it out, and I was like, guys rock.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know you back then. So.
Yeah, and I said this was before I had met you, you know? And I was like, this is awesome. Like, it was just a ton of fun, like, just a bunch of fun songs, dance force packed. You guys have a following. And I'm talking to the bar manager, and she's like, yeah, you know how hard it is to book Yard Sale Underwear? They're so busy. I'm like, that's awesome. What a compliment,
like,
you know?
Come January every year, we're, like, booked through September, except for, like, you know, we put a couple dates, like, keep a few things open just in case. But
right.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, we have stuff booked for next year already, and it's like, what if we're not together next year? But we can't. We can't think like that. We have to keep going forward.
Got to stay positive.
I mean,
sure,
man. This year here is our 10th year.
That is awesome.
I mean, 10 years in a band. I mean, do you know, have you, my relationship with my girl has been 13 years, and you could feel every one of those years.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sure she would say much worse. No, I'm kidding. But, it's like being in a relationship with, what, 3-4 other guys, depending on how many members are in the band. We've had a few lineup changes and whatnot, right. But I mean, being in a relationship with, you know, other guys for that long of a time and not killing each other yet, it's a lot of fun. And that was one of our things. Like, we never took it too seriously.
Right.
Because there's all those bands and they get up there and they're against the brick wall and they got their arms crossed and they're so angry and angry and angry and angry and angry.
Okay. You were on angry.
Angry. I forget what I was saying. Angry?
The guy is standing against the brick wall. They're
angry. Yeah. When you stand against that brick wall and you just kind of angry look and you got the testosterone rock. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I was in those bands when I was younger and stuff, but like, I'm too goofy of a guy to.
Well, and when you had the energy to be angry all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's work, man.
Like, I realize, you know? Like, it's way easier to just be, I don't know, fun and silly. Right. Like, that's,
you know,
just who I am.
in a great testament to, I'm sitting there, and I was actually, you guys were on the stage side, and there's the bar section. I was over on the other end, on the other side by the pool tables, and I'm listening, and I'm like, son of a bitch, they're playing Regulate. Like, Warren G, Nate Dogg, Early Night. Like, there's not a person in the world that doesn't know the words to that song.
Right.
And it just, it's that kind of a band where, like, everybody's involved, and everybody's singing along, and,
well,
and so.
And some of the guys, I mean, well, actually, all the guys, they're all a little bit older than me, between, 10, 12 years older than me. So some of that stuff went right over their head.
Right.
They had no idea. And I'm like, trust me.
Right.
Check out some of this 90s hip hop stuff. Like, that one always goes over really well.
And it's, you know, the stage presence is there, fun hats, the lights, the whole ambiance of, you walk in, you go, this is a jam band. They're here to party. Liquor's flowing. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I listen to you guys. I was 3 songs in, and I'm like, this is exactly why. This is why they're so hard to book. Kara came over to the table, the manager of Pub 111.
Yeah, I went to school with her, actually.
Yeah, and she's like, what do you think? And I'm like, why are they not here every weekend? She's like, well, that's impossible because they're booked everywhere else every other
right.
weekend. But she's like, I know, right? Look at these people. And it was a great night for the bar. I mean, it just, everybody won. It was
awesome.
Yeah,
that was
night,
our...
You know?
I mean, we had been there before years and years ago, but this was like, we're kind of, you know, we know what we're doing now. Back then, it was still kind of in the early stages and stuff, but
right.
Yeah, and then that crowd was super receptive, and we had a lot of fun.
Wouldn't it be cool, Pete, someday, like, I don't know, how many years you have to be doing something to get to the point where we know what we're doing with the podcast? That'd be nice.
We just want to be the yard sale underwear version of Nerd Podcast. Oh, that's what we're shooting
that's
for.
That's amazing.
So.
Yeah.
But I actually messaged, we messaged a little bit back and forth on Facebook.
Yep.
And I had thrown out the idea. And obviously there's talks to be had and fleshing out details. But I had thrown out the idea of the after MuskegonCon party next year being a yard sale underwear show.
Oh, my God.
And I just think that would be the ultimate endeavor of all of it. So I have a question for you, put you on the spot right here and now.
Okay.
In the event all of the planets align and we make that happen, can I, as the MuskegonCon promoter, join you on stage for the Bloodhound Gang's The Bad Touch?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Because I just think that would be such a riot, man.
Oh, yeah. So. We're totally relaxed, too. Like, we, I mean, and especially, I mean, if I know you,
right,
get on stage. Right. I mean, have some fun. If you're some local yokel, you know, that's, you know, drunk and tripping all over our pedals and stuff, I mean, you're probably going to get the stink eye or, you know, kicking the ass or something. But yeah, if we know you,
do it respectfully.
Yeah,
at least,
right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I have had some equipment get absolutely trashed by, you know, drunks.
Oh, I bet.
Pouring. In one night, it was we played the Kirby Grill in Grand Haven. One night, same night, two different women spilled their entire drink on my guitar pedal. Those things ain't cheap, like $500 some odd, and it was done. After that night, it was done. I was like,
oh,
and the bar's
brutal.
Not going to go, oh, let me reimburse you for this.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
No, that's what we pay you for, buddy. Good luck.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely.
Well, awesome. I've got to mention, too, we talked briefly. You haven't been doing the nerd thing a terribly long time. Sorry, as far as the conventions and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you just
got into that.
I was a virgin
this year. Oh. So.
And your first show of actually being as an artist and selling was MuskegonCon.
Yes.
Which was super successful, which
and
absolutely awesome.
And I
want to
thank you so much for that.
Dude, and what's great is now I've seen you, I think, at three other shows since then.
Mm-hmm.
And you're rocking the Ghostbusters coveralls, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, the,
you know?
the Tulip City Ghostbusters have been really... Like, dude, come on out. You know,
right.
They gave me a patch. I don't have it on yet, but
right.
I mean, they gave me a patch and all this stuff. Like, there's like other ones. I'm going to get yelled at for not remembering them all. There's like Great Lakes and the Kalamazoo ones. And they're just like the Ghostbuster people are awesome.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
And I had this. Actually, I already had this. This was like my Halloween costume a few years ago for a yard sale underwear show.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's got my name all
put
on it and everything. My girl makes all our costumes and stuff. She's
amazing.
That's
awesome.
But yeah. Yeah, they want me to keep coming to stuff like this, and I mean, I always see like the New York Comic Con and all these, you know, big toy fairs and all this stuff, and you're like, well, I guess I'll just never ever do that. I will never be able to do that. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, there's people in my state and then in my hometown and they're like doing this stuff, like,
right?
Oh, bring me on board.
Yeah, dude, it's such a cool the community around this kind of stuff. Because it's just a bunch of like-minded people having a good time, and there's such a variety of stuff to look at and to check out. And I like I said too, the whole MuskegonCon was born out of just, I think somebody's going to do this in Muskegon, and I don't want to get snuffed on it. I want to do it,
yeah.
So I get out
right.
ahead of it, you know. And so we had an absolute riot. This is the second year for the Holland show, and it's bigger and better. The hotel's beautiful.
Yeah,
they're bringing lunch to the vendors. You can order, and they deliver the food. You know, to help that problem of people not being able to leave their table because they can't
right,
leave their stuff.
Yes.
I mean, Matt really is going out of his way to get bigger and better every year and keep people coming in. And it's awesome to, like I said, a 45-minute ride today. I love that.
Yeah.
You know how many times have I spent 4 or 5 hours in the car with a trailer to get somewhere to do this?
Right.
You know? So.
Yep. No, that's I love it. It's all around town, you know? It's in our backyard.
So, Jeremy, after you did the MuskegonCon, you did the art thing, are you thinking about doing more of that at other cons?
I would love to. I really don't know what avenue to go down to do that. I know that every show I've been to ever since, you've been at them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, he's got some inside information. But
it kind of like you, this year, 1 year ago, was the first time I ever put any art up to sell at.
Right.
And then it was
and
like
your work
okay.
is amazing too. I gotta say, sorry,
thank
man.
Thank you very much.
Stuff.
But when I found out that you do your stuff on a phone, I don't know how you do that. Did you know
what?
That, Pete?
What?
Okay, you know how I do my stuff on my iPad?
Yeah.
He does it on a freaking phone.
Are you serious?
I do. Yeah, all my stuff's on my phone.
Just like on your iPhone or
on
like
my iPhone? Yeah.
Is it an iPhone Plus? Is it at least a big one?
It's a 6 Plus. Yeah, well, I was doing it on my 5. Yeah. Imagine how many times I had to zoom in for that.
I can't call people on a 5 anymore.
I did, because I'm cheap, man. I spend all my money just like on toys.
He's got to replace guitar pedals that people spend.
Yeah, right. So I got to replace all these guitar pedals and stuff. Yeah, it's my folder, Art Prints Final, and they were all right here, just done on my phone.
Just with a, do you have an Apple Pen?
Yeah, no. Or my finger. With my finger.
Are you shitting me right now?
I'm not kidding you. And this I'm working on something right now. There's a children's book by my friend Diana Brimmer. And so I'm working on some stuff for her.
Okay,
there.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around this. So I came up to you at MesquiteCon and I said, dude, these are awesome. I was super impressed by your prints. And you hit two of my sweet spots, Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters.
Yep.
And I was like, I got to have that one, and that one. I will be back.
Yep.
And you at one point said to me, hey, I'm selling out. Which ones did you want? And I said, well, I want these four. But if you can sell them, buddy, you sell them. I can get with you, and I'll get them from you, you know. So at the end of the show, you come up to me. And, of course, what did you have in your hand but the four prints that I wanted?
Yep.
And I was like, awesome. Super excited. Again, thank you for that.
Not a problem.
And so these prints, 11 by 17, straight up professional comic prints, you did with your finger on your iPhone.
Yep. I did. I swear, it's an app called YouDoodle, and I started messing around with it a couple years ago, and it was just like, it's okay. I mean, it's neat or whatever, but I started getting really used to it and like finding out all the little quirks and all that type of stuff, and I can do a lot on it now. I'm almost afraid to upgrade. You know what I mean?
Dude, that to me is just, that is absolutely mind boggling.
I hit my comfort zone. And
that blows my freaking mind.
Wow.
It honestly does. I don't know. I hope you never get something bigger, because then I don't want to be set up next to you someday. Because if you're that good on a phone, I don't know how you could be, you know, it doesn't make sense.
I look at my stuff. I'm like, it's good. But I mean,
but see, that's exactly how Steven is.
I think as artists, that's kind of how we are. We're always really, we're always really insecure, I guess.
Well, you put yourself out there. You put it's fun and games when you're doodling at home for yourself, your kids, and your wife. And your mom says, "Oh, you're such a good,
right? Yeah,
little boy. You're my little boy," and pats you on the head. But then when you put it out. You know, I was at a show, Great Lakes Comic Con, a month or two ago, and a guy walked by. I have this one picture. It's a bunch of superheroes in one shot. And one guy walked by, and he looks at it, and he points at it, and he laughs, and he goes, "Yeah, it looks like that Hulk's taking a shit." And I'm like, I mean, I don't get bent out of shape for it, but it's like, dude, you know how hard I worked on that.
Right, exactly. And that's the type of stuff. People can compliment you all day long, but the one time somebody says, I mean, even just a slight offhanded, like, little bit of a, you know, dig or something, you're like, that's it. I suck. My life is ruined. I'm never doing this again. No one likes me. And you cry in a fetal position for a few hours.
You definitely, you're putting yourself out there. But what I was going to say is this, that I did this show a year ago. And then I wanted to do other ones, but the problem is all the ones coming down the pike, I had to get registered for in so far advanced that I was like, I can't do these shows.
Right.
So then it was actually, now this year I've been ahead of it. So like I've got my stuff in for Grand Rapids. I've got my, you know, this show. I didn't even have an actual table at this show last year. I just hung some prints up in Travis's booth.
Oh. Okay.
And I only had four to choose from at the time. You know, so, and so, yeah, if you want to keep doing it, I think it does take a little bit of time to start getting ahead of the shows and realizing what to register for and whatnot.
Right. Like the MesquiteCon thing just sort of, I don't even know how I saw it or somebody mentioned something about it or whatever.
Ironically enough, the girl who managed my vape shop up until recently, Ashley Heidelberg, was at a family event that you were also at
it was a Christmas thing.
Sort of, and she's like, and I found it did art. It's, oh, it was KeyCon, and then all of a sudden I saw you was signed up, and I was like, oh, that's really cool, because I had made mention to her. She said, hey, how'd the show go? She stopped in the shop after work one day, and I said, look at these prints I got, and these four are from Jeremy, and she's like, oh yeah, I'm the one that told him to be there. Like, she totally took credit for it.
I completely forgot about that. Yeah, she was talking to me about it, and she's like, there's gonna be this Muskegon one and all this stuff, and then I gave her like the Right. Oh, yeah? Muskegon, huh? Yeah, well, you know, and not to dog my town, but, I mean, you know, there's never anything big and and awesome for, like, especially for, like, nerdy people and stuff. And so when I heard that, I was like, well, I got to check it out. And then started going around. I know my buddy Hank and James Seville and stuff. Like, they started sharing that stuff everywhere. And we're like, we got to make this thing happen. Like, you know, I mean, you obviously already had it going, but we're like, promote.
Oh, dude, and like I said, too, even, you know, interview with Andy Owen stuff, I'm like, I said, Muskegon sold this show, man.
Yeah.
It's like the whole, you know, if you build it, nerds will come. Well, yeah, I put a little bit of legwork in, but then everybody else was like, come on out here and do this. And next thing you know, 1,200 people in 5 hours, you know, it's like, holy shit, you know, obviously people were wanting it, you know, it filled a void.
It's a great time to be geeky.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, everything's, it's kind of like accepted now.
Yeah, nerd is the new jock, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got a guy that's in a band. It's totally like cool thing to do. And on the flip side, he's kind of a nerd, which I love.
Well, see, you know, maybe I think, you know, and actually what I've learned over the years is that all those band guys that are really cool with their, you know, leather and their chains and their whatever, like, those guys are all nerds, too. You know, Kirk Hammett from Metallica, that dude, I mean, all he does is collect horror memorabilia and comic books and stuff.
Oh, and look at his guitar. His custom guitars are horror-themed Frankensteins and that kind of stuff, and they're gorgeous and, of course, way out of my price range, and I can't play the guitar. Right. Although I own two of them because I always wanted to be that guy.
Right.
But, like, the closest I'll ever get is putting a buddy on the spot on a podcast going, hey, can I do a song with you in your band? So success is mine. See,
yeah, they say
know?
Yes, so you're good to go. Yeah.
Well, awesome, man. Like I said, it has been – you're a shining example of how this whole thing has worked for us, where you say hello to somebody, and next thing you know, they're in the circle. And now every time we bump into each other, we see each other. And
yes, I love it.
You know, it's just so much fun.
I'm like super shy, so it's hard for me to be like, hey, will you be my friend? And so when you start to, like, you know, hey, you like Turtles or you like He-Man too? Like, man, there's not a lot of people that like He-Man. And
oh,
boom,
wait a minute.
You know?
But those people are all awesome.
How do we not at least mention your incredible tattoo sleeves?
Oh, yeah.
My work's in progress. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? And they're nerd themed. You know, I mean, He-Man. And I mean, it just that's awesome.
I got the half sleeve of Ninja Turtles. And then I have the full sleeve, which is not yet fully colored, but I just got some more the other day done. But that's all He-Man. Yeah. And that's all done by a dude named Ray Reasoner.
Ray Reasoner,
yep.
Which is awesome. And how can I not say that Jeremy lives in the city I work for?
Yeah, yes. That's true.
Yeah. And I got to help him with his basement when he had a backup.
Yep. We had the shit flood 2014 or whatever it was. I had to.
That's what happens. You eat that Comic-Con food, right? Man. It backs you up.
I had to quickly grab all of my collection because I have a huge collection, and I just had to shove it into the other room as shit is just.
So that's what you were doing while your wife.
Yeah, my fiance.
Fiance
but, yeah,
was out talking to me like, "How are you going to get this to stop?"
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, "I'm doing the best I can. I promise."
Yeah. See, she is the responsible one, and so she handles like the. I'm a man child. What can I say? So I'm sitting down there going, He-Man, I need to save He-Man. And she's like,
our fucking basement.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that too.
My wife would be, I'd be moving toys. My wife would be going, where are the kids?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, we have kids.
Yeah.
That was absolutely awesome. Terrible. I mean, we were at the end of the line. We were getting people's poop from down the road in our basement. Yeah, it wasn't fun. And it smelled really bad, too. Luckily, not too much really got too damaged in that. So I was able to, you know, save all the good stuff. So maybe some blankets or some clothes or something like that. But who needs that when you have He-Man toys?
No, as long as you got the He-Man
toys. I can hang out naked as long as I got my action figures.
Right.
You know? So
right. A real man right there.
Well, awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us, man. Absolutely. And we'll be seeing you around for sure, man.
Oh, as much as possible.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. We are still here in Holland at the Tulip Time Comic and Toy Show.
Why can't you get it right?
I can't get it right.
Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair.
Oh, thank you. Geez. People act like it's so hard. It's so hard to read four words.
Yeah.
I don't know where to read it though. Right. I'm not in a spot where I can see it.
That's fine. Yeah, our sign's on the other side of this wall.
At least you didn't try to get creative with the name of using the city of Holland's name and have everybody just mispronounce it. Yeah, you know.
What is that? Hellcon?
Colland.
Comic Colland.
How do you say that?
All right, listeners, the voice or sort of a voice that you're hearing is none other than Matt Rodriguez, the man behind this show. Matt, this is the second year of this show that you created. It's like you fertilized this egg
from my wife's womb.
Yeah. And so how the hell are you doing, and what do you think so far?
I'm doing good. I mean, I'd like to say, obviously, my voice doesn't sound like the normal raspy sexy. It's just raspy. It's a different vibe because it's a lot more spread out this year with the new venue at Doubletree here. And people, like, look around, and they're like, oh, well, it's kind of pokey. The thing is, we have the same amount of vendors as we did last year, but it's more spread out. I guarantee you, if all of these people were to pack in one gym like we were last year, it would look way more full.
It'd be shoulder to shoulder.
So I think that there's a little bit of misdirection with that, where people are like, oh, is it? It's not. Because numbers have been good. It's been steady all day. Hopefully these last 3 hours people keep coming. And all of the vendors have been selling pretty well. I mean, everyone's has a smile on their face, it seems like, I can see. So
I've got one table down there with stuff on it, and I'm doing great. Awesome. This has
That's
been a great show.
So yeah, it's a little bit of a mislead. We've been doing a good job trying to filter families into both vending halls. So that's one hiccup that I want to kind of tweak a little bit. But other than that, I'm loving the venue. I'm loving the space. And loving that they served lunch. They allowed, you know, they had a waitress come around and say, hey, do you want to?
You know what I love more than that?
What?
The fact that Kyle didn't get it. That makes me so incredibly happy, because I literally said to you on the phone last week when we talked,
yep,
I really hope that with this lunch thing that Kyle gets forgotten so I can make fun of him. So I enjoyed my delicious cheeseburger. I went down there and he was like, hey, when do we do the food thing? And I said, dude, I've already eaten. And at that point, one better, this gentleman down here forgot to order. I'd ordered two cheeseburgers. The first one was so filling, I sold him my second meal. Nice. So I had a spare, and Kyle still didn't get one.
Nice. Yeah, it's funny. My wife's eating her lunch out in the hallway, and Kyle says, where's my food? And my wife literally put her half-eaten sandwich back on the plate and held it out to him like, you know what, you whiny little...
bitch. He's a bitch. We'll say it.
I forget. Sometimes I forget what podcast I'm on. He's a bitch. But yeah, I ended up bringing him.
What the hell? Wait. You forget what podcast you're on? How many of these things are you doing?
Are you a podcast whore?
Yeah. What's going on here?
You know, you guys are always my first and my best.
Your first and your most
you
awkward.
You tell all the podcasts that, don't you?
That is true. That is true. No. I just sometimes I forget when I'm around so many kids that I can cuss with you guys. So
right.
I apologize for not saying bitch.
Yeah, no fucking problem, man. Not a big deal.
So there's a Deadpool dog. I'm not quite sure.
I wouldn't have even gotten the Deadpool out of that. But
they did. They actually
look at that.
Did. In the Deadpool comic, there is a Deadpool dog.
Okay. And so we have a Deadpool dog.
I believe they did a figure of him with the Marvel Universe, the 375, there was a set. I think it was in like a chimichanga van, and there was a Deadpool dog in there. So
awesome!
But you're honestly happy. You're having a good day.
I'm
Things
having
are
a
going
great
good.
Day. I look awesome. Stressed because that's what my face reads at. But I've been extremely happy and satisfied with the whole situation. So
speaking of stressed, we cannot have you on our podcast and not ask you, because what we do here is try to put people in awkward situations. I got to see you on Fox. You were on TV, you know, pushing this thing and representing.
This fast-talking son of a bitch just started babbling away.
The guy who's interviewing
you. The host,
you.
Yeah, because he works on TV. That's what he does. And I looked at him, and all of a sudden, my whole entire brain, just like you flush a toilet and there's like that split second where there is no water in the toilet. That's what was in my head. And I had to refill for a little bit. Luckily, they switched cameras and he played his lingo. But you can tell there's a little bit of a hiccup. Honest to God, guys, it was like 5 minutes of just blank space, and I was staring off. And the funny thing is, I had two people screen capture me on TV, and one I just like looked like a pedophile.
That was my favorite. Where he looks like Mr. Burns, is it?
Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. And then the other one is like legitimately that moment where the toilet emptied. There's a picture, so I had fun with it. But
the idea in my head was gears in your head just all of a sudden mashed and froze.
Yep, I had to get my timing was a bit off, so we had to put a new timing chain in there. But it was cool, and
what an awesome opportunity. You know, I mean, as far as when you talk about marketing and you talk about advertising, you talk about all of those things that you try to do to make something like this happen. That is invaluable to be able to have an opportunity to do something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
we
agree.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I loved it because every time we have Matt on, we can give him the mic and he can just start talking. And he can
talk
and he's smooth and my wife even says, I like listening to Matt's voice because he's so smooth and he's so calm and everything and blah, blah, blah. And then she'll be here. And then I get to see him on TV and watch him just lock up. And I'm like, he does have a chink in that little armor of his. It's awesome.
Yep. And you know what? Next time I'll be stronger. I'll come back stronger for it.
We've got to ask you. You picked up a very cool piece today.
Yeah.
You've been carrying around for no less than 3 hours.
It was from Kane County. Rudy Garza from Mall of Justice. Picked it up for me. He knows I'm a big follower of Kevin Costner and Waterworld. They had a random toy line that nobody collects, which is helpful to me because then it's cheap. But his boat that he basically pisses on in the beginning and drinks his own piss.
Right.
That's what I got. Still in the box.
And is it sealed?
Yes.
No kidding.
Still
and
sealed.
I don't care how obscure and I don't care how unpopular something is. Something that old that's in that good a shape and still sealed, incredible, man.
I think it's
that
awesome.
That thing's 20 years old, 22 years
at
old?
At least. And the funny thing is, Gary Rickelman, fan favorite, he immediately Facebook messaged me, and he's like, that toy is too damn cool. You better open that the fuck up. And I'm like, I'm going to hold off. I told him I would, but honestly, but they are pretty cool toys. I mean, that's like Kenner, you know, / early Toybiz type days where like the toys were just great. Like they didn't even have to have a lot of articulation. They were just cool. So
total sidebar, Gary Rickelman. Yep. He PayPal'd me $30 day before yesterday.
To tell you to not be on the podcast anymore?
No, because I had shared a link. My sister's a fourth grade teacher in Colorado. And they were doing a little fundraiser for her class, and he doesn't have a checkbook and didn't want to mail cash, so he paid. So he paid. So he paid. So he paid. So he.
Go ahead.
PayPal'd me $30 and said, "Hey, I wanted to contribute to your sister's classroom. Will you get it to her?" And I'm like, "How cool is that, man?
Nice.
You know." And so he's never met before. Just and they said, "I've." And to this point, and I said this to the listeners more than once, I've never met Gary.
Yeah, me either.
This whole time, I know.
Me neither.
I know Travis has bumped into him at a show, but you know, and I was hoping to meet him at Kane County this year, but then I ended up not being able to go. So, but yeah, just a cool cat. But
he's a really cool guy, and we've gotten to know each other kind of on the cloud, basically. And I mean, great guy. Can't wait to meet him physically, but. He's become a friend of the show, you guys, and a friend to us, too, so we appreciate him.
I don't think we get through a podcast without saying his stupid name.
I don't think so,
it's
either.
Ridiculous.
I don't think so, man. So,
all right, guys, I'm going to save the rest of my voice for the next 3 hours, so thank you for coming.
Hey,
thank
if you were going to say the next podcast, I was going to slap you.
The real podcast he has yet to do today. So,
Well, thanks for coming on, Matt.
Hey, great job again, man.
Hey,
you knocked it out of the park
guys,
again. So,
you know what? Fuck you.
Okay, we got about an hour and a half left here at this show, and I have Chris Middlecamp sitting down next to me. Pete's over there talking to a customer. So we thought we'd come up here and chat a little bit about this Comic-Con. Chris, how you doing today, Chris?
Pretty good. Yeah. It's a little warm in here, I think. A little warm.
Yeah, Pete's got his microphone all jacked up. Couldn't hear you very good. You're doing good.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? You think this has been a fantastic con or what?
I don't know. It's spread all over, so it's hard to tell. I think it started out really fast-paced, and now it's kind of trickling out, I think, a little bit.
Kind of feels like that. Like you said, it's hard to tell. You can go into the other room and, you know, I believe, you know, grass is greener. You always feel like, well, if I was in this room, I'd be selling gangbusters, but that's probably not the case. I don't know. But on a side note, what you been working on, Chris, custom-wise?
I just completed a couple of Kylo Rens, like updated with his scar. And I put a little paint on a Rey, too.
So you like to do that. You like to take these figures like Rey, and you really aren't changing anything about her except giving her some you know, better paint. Well, right. Not better paint, because she really doesn't have any paint except for the eyes usually from
just
the factory.
Mostly just adding skin tones, redoing the eyes so they don't look derpy in most cases. But on her, I went over her with like a brown-black wash, too, made her a little bit dirtier.
Nice. Man, I think I screwed up. There was a Sabine here at a booth, and I saw it this morning, and I wanted to wait till I made some money so I could go back and get her, because I think I owe everybody money right now. I owe Justin money, Justin money, Justin money, Justin money, Justin money, Justin. Hello. Yeah, we got to get that fixed. I don't know what the heck's going on. Chris didn't even hear it, but it just started saying, what was I talking about? Oh, owing people money. I owe Justin money. I owe Chris money right now. I owe people money, and I'm, you know, I really have a problem. I think someday some guy's going to show up at my house like the mob because I owe too many people. And I'm going to end up with a broken thumb. I'm just pretty sure it's going to happen. But yeah, Sabine was at the booth in front of me, and I waited too long. I probably screwed up because that was a decent price. You think that was a dumb move, wasn't it?
It was like, what, $24.99 or something like that? $23.99?
$22? I don't know, $23, $22?
It was like $23.
I should have bought it. I have never seen one out in the wild or anywhere else, and everybody knows that's not my favorite character. But she's a great figure, and I am trying to get pretty much all the Black Series that have ever come out except for the, you know, I'm not being a completist with the Comic-Con exclusive stuff, but everything else I'm still trying to get. So I picked up an Obi-Wan and a AT-AT driver. Man, I love the AT-AT. Do you have an AT-AT driver,
yeah.
Chris?
Yep.
I love that figure. I always liked that figure as of in the vintage line. You know, there was a few stragglers I had running around, and right. I dug that figure.
So I will say the only reason I do have one is because I bought a full case.
You haven't seen one out in the wild?
I saw one at Meijer. And I skipped it, and then I was going to go back and get it, and it was gone.
Oh, no. You pulled a me. That's something I'd do.
Oh, it'll be there, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
You go back, it's gone.
Because it seems like if I find one right away and I get excited and I buy it, that'll be the peg warmer every single
yep.
time. And if I skip it, that'll be the one that no one could get. But pretty cool. I was also, looks like Courtney might be selling another print over there of mine.
What?
She's working.
That's what you need. You need ladies in the booth.
I need a lady in the booth because my ugly mug isn't working. And I can't tell if the guys were. Can you see, Chris, the guy reaching his pocket for any money or anything? Or is he just talking?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe he's just hitting on her. I mean, that makes me feel good, too. You know? But anyways. So, yeah, anyways, I picked up the AT-AT driver, and so far, and I picked up an Obi-Wan, which is kind of cool. I got the San Diego Comic-Con Obi-Wan, which I'm keeping in the package, and then if I'm able to get the 40th, I'm going to keep that one in the package because those packages are so beautiful. I don't know how you don't keep them in the package. So I got one in the black box that I can just rip open and do what I want with. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be epic. Have you picked up anything here?
I bought a print
You bought a print.
Brian Snuffer.
From Brian Snuffer.
Lucasfilm artist.
Yeah, Lucasfilm. He does things that are actually bought up and licensed by Lucasfilm. Awesome artist. Nice guy. We talked to him before. Maybe one of these days we'll try to get him over here in the podcast. There's a lot of good things here at this con.
Was there anything that you came here looking for, though? Or that you're hoping would be here?
A Sabine. No. No, actually the AT-AT driver was next on my list.
Do you have the Snow Trooper?
I have a Snow Trooper, which I would like a couple more.
So that Sabine's now the last one that you need, or you don't have Revan, do you?
I don't have Revan. No.
Huh.
And I'll get a Revan at some point.
Do you have
Leia? I don't have Leia.
Really?
Really?
Hmm.
Well,
you'll probably be able to get a 40th one now.
Right, but then again, I won't want to open it. So,
package, right?
Pete is supposed to be getting me a whole wave of that.
Which one, the 40th one or the?
No, the Darth Revan wave.
Oh, really?
But with Diamond, I don't know if that'll ever happen. He was supposed to get 3 boxes of Deadpools too, and they called him up and said, "Oh," or they don't know if they called him or emailed him, but they're like, "Yeah, we don't have them, so you're not getting them." So I don't know. We'll see. But anyways, that's where we're at in the show.
Like an hour and a half left.
Hour and a half left. Pete talked about getting R2-D2 up here, and I don't see him getting on that. He's got questions for R2-D2. But we'll see. Is he making his way? No, he's not. Anyways, that's the update. We will we'll do something later. Maybe wrap it up. Not sure. Maybe something cool will happen. We'll let you know. Pete, we are back.
I appreciate the offer, but
we're getting an offer to dinner right now.
Pizza.
We're going for pizza.
Thanks, though.
So, what was that you were just...
Hey, we appreciate that. We appreciate it, man.
What was that you were just asking me about, Pete?
The mobile or the armed personnel carrier.
Yeah, we're podcast table is set up right behind Chronicade, his booth, and he has an armored personnel carrier, I believe, sitting there. And Pete was just commenting on how cool
it's
of a vehicle,
because
awesome. you've got some sort of G.I. Joe bug all of a sudden, right?
I do. I don't know what the hell my problem is, but I do. I have a Joe bug, and I bought some vintage Joes today. And I bought 3 Joes for $10. All loose, all complete. $10.
From Jason?
From Jason.
So nice.
He hooked me up. I said, "You got to be kidding me on these prices." And he was like, "Dude, you hooked me up with those books, and we do our thing." And I said, "You're the man." So, yeah, man.
He is the man.
And I got the newer style, I think the 88 Alley Viper. Isn't that the one with the mask?
It's like the Alley Viper version 2, I believe.
Okay. It's got the cool mask with, like, the devil horns on it.
Something like that.
And then I got the one with the jetpack, which is just cool.
Target?
Yes. Target.
Yes. And then you got a... oh, what was the other figure?
The diver.
Oh, wetsuit. Wetsuit.
Yes. Which I just love. I love the accessories.
Wetsuit's a good figure. So. Target's a good figure. The version 2 Alley Viper is getting a little new for me. I jump off
it's
the boat
yellow
before
and black
that.
Version.
So. Yeah, so. But you did score 2 great figures.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So here we are at the end of the day. It was a fun day. I had a ball. We got Travis on for a little while. That was fun.
It was so good to see him up and around.
I can't wait till we just get back to normal.
Moving like an old man.
He is moving like an old man. Looks a little thin.
He does look a little thin, a little frail.
Yep. But he's here, and that's the most out of the house and around I've seen him in quite a while. So felt good.
I talked to him in person today for the first time since I visited him in the hospital.
You live in Whitehall. What the hell?
Every time I text him, he's like, "Yeah, sounds good." And then he's like, "Hey, I fell asleep. Hey, I just took my meds. I'm going to crash."
Yeah.
I was like, hey, you're a wiener. Then I keep finding out, like, you're over there, like, almost every day.
No.
And nobody has any time for Pete, so.
I'm not, well, I have not been over there every day. I've been over there way less than I usually am. But.
You know, I haven't been over there at all, which is way less than I usually am, too, so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give him space to heal. I don't want to crowd him.
Right.
So.
Right, but, man, that zipper that he had in his belly sure looked good.
Yeah, it's healing very nicely, which makes me very happy.
So, final thoughts on this show. What do you think, Pete?
I had fun, man. I did great in sales. It was totally worth it from that aspect. It's always worth it because of the friend aspect. So it's going to be worth it for the deep dish pizza aspect. So
you got me kind of excited about that.
I am. It's been a long time coming. I was supposed to get that pizza in Kane County last year, 2016, and due to some incredibly selfish and poor choices made by a family member, I had to leave and come home on my wife's birthday, so I could not treat her to delicious deep dish pizza. But that same restaurant has opened a franchise in Holland, so I'm going to take advantage of it today.
Cool, and I can't wait to be there and help you take advantage of that pizza.
It's good stuff.
We're gonna double team that pizza.
We're gonna take care of business.
Yep. You get one end, I get the other.
Copy that. Put it on a spit roast.
Yeah. So, good show. I don't, like we said earlier, you know, every show has, it's got to grow up. You know, it comes on the scene. It's great, and not to say this show wasn't great. It was fantastic, but hey, maybe next year. I don't know if we'll be at this venue. Matt was talking about possibly going back to the other venue, the original venue. So we don't know what's in the future for this show, only that I believe that there definitely will be year three.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So.
And there should be a year three.
Absolutely. Oh, it's definitely earned a year three.
So.
A lot of great vendors here. A lot of great vendors here. So. People are supporting it. I mean, I've been, like I said, I did really well. My booth seemed to be pretty busy. I wasn't in it a lot. My daughter and her friend handled that, which was nice. So now it's all over but the packing up, man. That's going to be one advantage of being an artist, is the teardown isn't nearly as significant.
No, you know? It's no big deal at all.
So, and especially when you don't even carry out your prints, you know.
No,
so,
I just leave them here. Yeah. Jeez.
What are you thinking for... You know, you've come leaps and bounds from alligator clips on grid wall inside Travis's booth to now having a professional booth, and it's linened and it's business carded and there's framed prints and there's all that stuff. You think organization of your for sale prints is probably the next endeavor?
Making
them just easier to fish out?
Yes, because I'm not sure how to go about that yet, but it's definitely something that I have to tackle because right now they're just too hard to get a hold of. Right. My wife, come here, Courtney. Talk to me on the mic here. Here, what's that? Here.
Wow.
Here, talk to... Courtney's here.
What? Hi.
And how have I missed her?
If you want to talk to me, you need to talk to me on the mic, I'm podcasting. What's up?
You told me you were going to go up to the bar and get me a drink.
No, I didn't. I said I asked if you wanted one.
And I said yes.
Right, but then I asked you if you wanted a Bloody Mary, and you said...
No, that's gross.
And you never told me what you did want.
We've been married for almost 14 years. You don't know what kind of drinks I like?
She wants a sex on the beach.
I wish.
What does she want? What is Steve, look at me, Steve, not her. What's her drink?
What's her drink?
Yep, what's her go-to?
White Russian.
Really?
No, it's not.
That's gross. No, really, what is it?
Amaretto sour.
Really?
I was going to say sunset.
Where are you from? Something. Georgia? That's like a down south drink, man.
It is?
I think so.
College days drink.
College.
What's your go-to, Steve?
Long Island iced tea.
Nice.
I like that.
The only thing better than a Long Island iced tea?
Is two.
Well, no. It's on my birthday, this is my most recent birthday, I was drinking... a drink called an Adios, motherfucker. And it's basically a Long Island iced tea, but instead of a splash of Coke for color, it's a shot of Blue Curacao. So it's another shot of liquor. I had about I thought I had four. The bartender said I had six. But either way, like, I drank enough to where I had, like, one of my episodes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was shmammered.
That was the night that the police had to chase you down the middle of the road and
then no,
tackle you, right?
No, that night we were doing Superman shots that night.
Oh,
that was a riot.
Yeah.
That was a riot. No, this was more recently.
Then you peed in an alley, didn't you?
I did pee in an alley. So.
Sounds like a fun time.
It was a good time.
All right, listeners, we're going to wrap this baby up. So, Pete.
And by wrap this baby up, we mean Courtney, and we're going to tie her up because that's how she gets down.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know?
Binoculars. Oh. From Rob's porch.
Look at Kyle Moore.
I understand Courtney is still waiting for her drink.
Kyle Moore joins the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Kyle?
I'm
we
doing
were just
great.
Gonna rap. Let me turn the music off. We're
okay.
Not rapping yet.
Okay.
Because you just came on, and I don't know how to control my own board.
It's all good. You don't have to talk to me for more than 10 seconds, so you don't want to.
No, I do. How'd you do today? How's the show?
Not bad. I did better than last year. Matt, you know, runs a great show, and I give Matt a lot of crap about dumb things, but when I get hungry and I'm old, you know, somebody's going to get it in the ass.
He is
so.
Old. That I can
so,
verify.
Yeah. So this makes it 2 years in a row that I did not get food when they came around. So at this point, might as well just make it a normal thing. So, yeah.
You coming to podcast with us soon?
Yeah, whenever you guys want. I'm ready to go. And then
Sunday.
Or Sunday?
Sooner.
That's today.
I no, week,
next
week
Sunday.
From today?
Week
yeah.
From today.
Yeah, next week Sunday sounds good. And I know that I think we're trying to work out a dinner date with the ladies.
Yeah.
Sometimes
we're not, because I don't get invited to shit anymore.
Yeah, well,
so.
that's you know, I don't get food at Tulip City, and you don't get invited to Dick. So, yeah.
There we have it.
I can get my own food. I can't get my own invites.
Yeah, so. Well.
There we have it. So, yeah, Travis said he's out for another show probably at least, so we're going to need you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be happy to do it next Sunday.
We're
good. We're
going to talk some celebration.
Oh, man, I got stories, I got toys, I got gifts.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
I can't wait. All right, Kyle.
Okay.
We will see you soon.
Sounds good. Get your wife a drink.
Yes.
All right. Once again, we are playing the outro music. Pete, take it away.
All right. Well, we're wrapping up a special episode here at the Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair. Hats off again. We take off our fedoras to Matthew Rodriguez, the creator, the organizer of this event. The staff was great. The venue was great. He did a great job. So I know he's been beating himself up a little bit today over minor things that occurred, but he handled them all like a true professional and a champion. We look forward to year three. We look forward to a ton of things with Matt in between now and year three because he's part of the crew. So, again, hats off to you, Matt. It was great to see Travis out. We're so glad that he's up and around and feeling better and officially on the mend. For Stephen Bisciotti, I am Pete McCarthy. You've just listened to a special episode again of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. And until next time. But that's all, folks. Until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.